What would you have done? I asked Mr. Marshall. The tears were teetering in and out, and I was trying my best to keep them in. You ain't never been pushed before, to the point you just couldn't take it? Principal Marshall cocked his head to the side and studied me. Then he hunched forward again and put his face in his palms, as if he was remembering a time he went through this. Then he wiped his hands down his face like he was washing that memory away. I'm gonna deal with Brandon. But you, he said, his voice now a little softer, you gotta get it together, Castle. I know you've been through some things, but you just can't keep doing this. He stood up from his desk and came around to the front. I'm not gonna give you a full suspension this time, but you do have to go home for the rest of the day. He reached behind him for the big black telephone. Here, he held the phone toward me. Call your mom. Now I knew that Principal Marshall was letting me off the hook, big time, but there was no way I could call my mother and tell her that I needed her to come get me from school. No way. I hadn't even really been on the track team, and I was already about to be kicked off. I hadn't even been to a practice yet. Plus, what was I gonna say? That I punched a jerk for talking trash about me? I mean, that is what happened, and as awesome as that sounds, my mother would have hit me with the, how many times do I have to tell you to be the bigger person? Followed by some crazy punishment that involved me coming to the hospital with her, which was always whack. I can't, I shot back at the principal. You can't what? I can't call her. He looked confused. And why not? I don't know, I said, trying to think of a good reason, a good lie, but nothing came. I just can't. Then it hit me. But I can call my uncle. Your uncle? He said matter-of-factly, like he knew that was impossible. The other thing I should tell you about files is that sometimes they have way too much information about you in them. Stuff that don't be nobody's business. And where's this uncle? He's working, but he can come get me. Why haven't I heard of this uncle before? He asked suspiciously. He's been gone, I explained. Trying to keep a straight face, looked him dead in the eye. But he's back now. Yikes. Not really that smooth of an answer. Mr. Marshall just sat there squinting at me, one eye slightly more closed than the other, tapping his leg. Then he humped and handed me the phone. Call him, he sighed. I unzipped my backpack and dug around for the card that said the defender's coach in black block letters. I dialed and waited while it rang. Come on, pick it up, I thought. Please pick it up.